What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Team Boy TV Game Time. With me, your host, one of the hosts anyway, Big Q.
And Bernie B.
I am here to collect my crow today because I know that somebody got some picks wrong and some other person got some picks right. We're here to really kind of talk about the fallout of what happened on opening weekend of the 2019 NFL campaign. I had a lot of fun. There was a lot of cool stuff happened. I just think that, but before I figure, you know, because you got a chance to really sit at home and absorb everything.
I
had to actually do it while I was at work. So I got to watch a good chunk of the Red Zone while I was at work.
I had my Red Zone on and popping.
But you know, when I'm at work, you can't really give it your full attention.
Right.
But man, it was still some really awesome things happening. I wish I was at home to watch it, but it actually, the games on Sunday was actually pretty good. I was surprised by a couple things.
Yep.
I was surprised by two things, but I'm gonna get yours first. So how did you enjoy the games this weekend?
Oh, I thought the games were awesome. Pretty much went as I kind of predicted the games to go.
Mm-hmm.
I was stunned by the Ravens game. I mean, Lamar Jackson just put a clinic on for these fools.
Yes, that was surprising.
And I was actually surprised by the Atlanta Vikings game.
What was I surprised by that one?
I guess I wasn't giving the Vikings enough credit.
I think everybody was surprised by the Ravens. And then again, they were playing against the Dolphins. So like now, I think about it in retrospect, you know.
Yeah, they should have beat the Dolphins. Hot mess,
but I don't think everybody expected it to go down the way it went.
Right.
Down, right?
Exactly. Especially with Lamar throwing.
Right. But yeah. I was more surprised about the Cleveland Browns. Now, you know, I know tomorrow night I'm going to have to eat a whole lot of crow about these Cleveland Browns because JB is going to be on fire, especially the big win that his team got and all of that, and the fact that I was so wrong about his quarterback. And, you know, he's going to tell me about how I fell for the hype train with the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, I didn't expect, you know, I figured Cleveland would beat Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also didn't expect if they were going to lose, him to lose in that kind of fashion.
Right.
I did, you know, Baker Mayfield, 3 interceptions. Don't think Odell Beckham's name was called at all.
I'm just not a Baker Mayfield fan anyway. I'm not a fan of Baker Mayfield.
He's
way too cocky for no reason.
I don't know what happened, man. I really don't know. But, you know,
but like that coach said, you can't overreact to one loss. You gotta move on.
Game. You know, but the thing that I really didn't like, though, about the Browns, like, Baker and Jarvis and Odell after the game, they were all salty and stuff.
Well,
I don't like that now.
You can't be a sore loser.
Right. Now, that I ain't feeling. You know what I mean? Like, because if you're going to be happy, like, trust me, I know because I'm a Panther fan, because when things going good, you dance and you dab and you juke and you jive. And then when you lose, look, you gotta have that same
keep
energy.
Pounding, right?
You gotta have that same energy. You can't be, oh, how dare, what? Why would you ask me a question? You know, come on, man.
Right.
You know, now that, I can tell you that I wasn't feeling. So that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth with the Browns. So, like, I'm gonna take them with a pinch of salt going forward, right?
Got you.
But, you know, aside of all, like I said, I think the games were amazing, but it was a news story that we touched on a little bit last week. But it kind of blew up and came to a head before the games this week with the Antonio Brown story. So, me and Glass, we did the live stream on Fallout today. And, we had a big discussion about it. And, I don't know. It's just, I'm just going to say these points, and then I'm going to get your thoughts on it. I'm just, like, looking at the timeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a couple things I was telling Glass earlier today. I was telling him how, like, the whole thing with Pittsburgh, I was on AB's side. I felt like, you know, if he felt that the team was disrespectful and didn't know his family personally and didn't know his kids' names, or whatever it was that he thought was important to him on that personal level, I understand that, right? I get that, even though it ain't necessary.
Right.
But I understand, right?
Right.
But the point that tripped me out about it is that John Gruden and Mike Mayock, they actually did that. They made sure they accommodated that.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure they accommodated every single thing that Antonio Brown was asking for. The money, which is the main thing. They made sure, you know, that he had a nice deal in place. The whole thing about being able to get along with the teammates and being transparent with management and the front office and the coach, they accommodated that. And then, you know, and the thing that kind of really just put a sour taste in my mouth about maybe in general, is because after all of that, because you remember this big blown out press conference that they had when they introduced him, and they had the kids out there running around, and Mike Mayock and John Gruden, I don't even know what the kid's name is, but they were calling the kids by name. Mm-hmm. Remember that, right? For Antonio Brown to turn around and, number one, tape his conversation with John Gruden and put it on YouTube, then have a altercation with Mike Mayock, call him a cracker, and then threaten to punch him in the face, right? And then get upset because, you know, he one who missed two practice. That's the reason why he got fined, and that's the reason why he lost his money. But he's blaming them for it. Now, that I can't smoke with that. I can't do it.
First of all, let's address these kids' names.
Well, I don't know the kids' name.
They're Autonomy.
Okay.
And Antayaya.
Well, maybe that's why Mike Tomlin and them didn't want
to. I don't even know these doggone names.
That's why Mike Tomlin didn't want to.
Antonio, stop it. Antonio and them kids. That's who they are. Right. Antonio and them kids. And them kids. You know your kids' name. Don't nobody need to be worrying about your kids' name. You are here to do a job.
Yeah, I didn't know what the kid's name was.
I had to look it up. Don't nobody know these kids' names. Autonomy and Antayaya. Get out of here. What foolishness we got going on?
Just saying. But you know what,
this,
though?
This whole thing is as those kids' names ridiculous.
Are, Mike and John, they learned them kids' names. And they call them kids by their names, and they make sure they pronounce those kids' names right.
Antonio Brown is a self-entitled individual.
Yeah.
That is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
But true to fashion, he is going to go to the Patriots and be behaved.
Absolutely.
Because he know the shenanigans are not going to be tolerated. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, Coach Belichick don't know A.B., kid's name from
care.
A hole in the wall.
And don't care either.
And he's not expecting him to.
That's right.
So, he is going there for discipline, just like a little kid.
Yeah.
You need discipline and structure. That's the only way you know how to act.
Yes.
Antonio is full of crap.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I don't know. We had this conversation, too. Are we looking toward Bill Belichick and New England Patriots to be the Mrs. Doubtfire or the Mary Poppins of the NFL to take all the bad kids and turn them good? Or... I mean, I don't know.
But they're not taking Antonio Brown to help Antonio. Right, they take Antonio Brown because he's talented and can help their team win another Super Bowl.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. They don't take these bad guys because, we want to do some community service in the NFL.
Right.
They take them because they're talented and they can get them for cheap.
Yes.
This dude went from $30 million to $9 million.
Yes, yes.
This is what you call bargain shopping.
It is, but the thing that I me and Glass got into a heated discussion about this today is that I really don't like that idea of a dude can mess up and then, you know, he get rewarded for his awful behavior.
Absolutely.
The NFL seemed like and it's weird because it's a double-edged sword. So you have certain people like Colin Kaepernick and on one side of the spectrum and Ray Rice on the other. Well, those guys disappeared from the NFL for one reason or another, right? But then you got people like Lamar Hunt and Dante Stallworth and now Josh Gordon and now Antonio Brown getting rewarded.
Right.
You know?
And opportunity after opportunity.
It's wild to me. I'm not a fan of that, and I hate that after everything, especially the way he treated Mike Mayock and John Gruden out in Oakland. And the way he flipped the script on his teammates down there, used everybody down there, lied to everybody down there, made John Gruden like a complete idiot for him to kind of get rewarded for that.
He made a pretty much a Nike commercial off of John Gruden.
Yeah, it was terrible, man. It was awful, you know. But that's John Gruden. John Gruden had that coming. Because
he did. He got rid of Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And that was the start of the end right there.
Absolutely.
Big dummy.
It was terrible, you know. But you know, it is what it is. You say that you think he's gonna be a on a straight and narrow, and I got a feeling. I think by week 6 or 7, we're gonna be talking about this again, and he's gonna.
I don't think so. I think he knows this is his last opportunity, right. And Belichick don't play that.
I hope so.
You miss a practice because.
But you know,
and listen, if Bill Belichick won't touch him, guess what? The rest of the league is not gonna touch him.
Absolutely not. You know what I mean? But it's just. But I know he won't be. Having no altercations or no confrontations.
He ain't gonna be doing all like that.
He ain't gonna be doing none of that. He ain't gonna be whipping no phones out in the middle of
doing Facebook Live. I guarantee it. Yeah, he won't be doing none of that.
But you know, time will tell, and I guarantee he won't be fussing about no helmet or doing no stupid weird stuff with his feet and none of that kind of stuff.
Nope,
either,
nope,
you know
nope.
what I mean? So I don't know. Just it's just a weird story, and and to see how it kind of unfolded over the weekend, which is weird. But I know one thing that I personally didn't like, and I don't know if how the Patriots feel about it, was when he put the meme up about businesses booming in the Patriot way, and he had a cartoon of himself in a big old thing of money. I don't know how the Patriots are going to respond to that.
I mean, I don't know what he's talking about. He got less money going there than he was. I mean, yeah. Maybe my math is wrong. 3-0 minus nine. To nine,
right, yeah. Right. I don't know. He said business is booming, though. But Antonio Brown is a little bit off his rocker, so yeah. You know what I mean?
This is evident.
Yeah, definitely, right? Mm-hmm. So we had some nasty injuries. We had Devin Funchess out of Indy. Two other guys broke their...
Nick Foles
and somebody that's on the same team.
Really?
In the same game.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, and so what's his name? Got scuffed up a little bit. Mahomes.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was opening week. It was I don't know. I think
it was good. It was nothing like it.
Yeah, but you know what? I would go ahead and give Dallas a little bit of props right now, cuz Dak Prescott, it was only
he looked good, right?
Only two quarterbacks that finished with a perfect QBR this week.
He looked good.
It was Dak and it was Lamar Jackson. Two quarterbacks that nobody would have never thought it would have been the two, right?
No.
No, it wasn't Brady. It wasn't Rodgers. It wasn't
Roethlisberger. I did call the Cowboys beating the Giants,
if you recall. I already had to justify it. But anyway, here's the thing. I just wanted to give Dallas they props. But here's, you know, the thing is, the question was still about Dak. Okay, he put that performance up, you know, and... He on a campaign to get $30+ million, you know. But it's one game. I still ain't seen enough body of work to say I'm all in on Dak Prescott. You know what I mean? But we'll just have to see how it goes down, and that kind of thing. I don't know, but I think they had a good game. But again, they were playing against the Giants, so I wouldn't read a whole lot into it. Just like, you know, I definitely want to give Lamar Jackson props for the performance, but. You know, the level of competition was kind of lackluster. So,
right.
You know, it's still in a vacuum. You really can't call. Now, I will say this, though.
We got our tie, though. We got our tie there.
But, yeah, let's talk about Kyler Murray. Because mm-hmm. We sat there, was watching the end of that game together, right? And the whole thing is, like, you know, everybody online know how I feel about Kyler Murray. I didn't think the kid had anything in him. I said it was missing a clutch gene. But you recall, we sat there and we watched him wheel that team back into that game.
6 minutes, he
you know,
did it.
And he so did. That's something to say right mm-hmm. there, you know. But we had to see going forward though, because again, he didn't win the game,
right?
So, but he did. He kept them from losing the game. But they didn't win the game either. So
right.
That in this league, you got to win.
That was a good first week actually for him.
It was pretty good. I think, you know, I counted the Panthers completely out. I knew they were going to lose the season opener against the Rams. I really didn't think they was going to even bring anything, like, but they hung in that game.
They hung in there. I thought they were going to win.
Yeah, it was.
No, that was
crazy.
My pick for the win.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, and I got to give my week one. See, it's like I want to give my week one awards out. I want to say my week one player of the week. I'm gonna see if you can help me decide who I'm gonna give it to. So I want to give it to Lamar Jackson for.
Uh-huh.
You know, 5 touchdowns, 150, you know, perfect QBR, all that good stuff. But, man, I was thoroughly entertained by DeSean Jackson, man. This team was down. It looked like it was over. You know, him and Carson Wentz, man. And I don't think they ever played together before, right? No, I don't think so.
No, I think he was gone by the time.
So I'm leaning to it just because of the spectacle that DeSean Jackson put on. You know, I ain't gonna say it overshadows Lamar Jackson's performance.
Nah. You know, you gotta give it to Lamar.
It was DeSean Jackson coming home against a division rival, coming down 16 points to win the game.
It's Lamar Jackson, glorified running back.
Okay.
Glorified running back shutting it down.
Okay.
You gotta give it to
gotta
him.
Give it to
5
him, right.
TDs.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
We kind of expected to see DeSean go off. That's
right,
what
right.
he does.
I mean,
he's fast.
What he,
he's
what he
ta- right. Yeah. Nobody saw 5 touchdowns from
right.
Lamar. It has to go to Lamar.
And then, you know, and as far as like my loser guy for the week, man, I'm tired again. I don't know if I'm going to give it to Baker Mayfield for his 3 interception game and his poor decision making all that game, if I want to give it to the winner who always win it, who's the defending champion of being a loser,
James Winston.
Right? I don't know. Right?
My vote.
Right, James Winston. Right?
I can't stand him. Right. He is just the worst.
Yeah, he is. He is, man. But you
and
know,
he got auto drafted on my fantasy league.
Wow, you must love that.
Oh, I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, that's the only quarterback you got right now?
Him and Kirk Cousins.
Okay, Kirk Cousins had a good game.
Yeah, but I forgot and had Jameson. Mm. Yeah, so.
That sucks.
Pretty much.
That sucks, right? But I can't think of nothing else that happened that was notable.
Yeah, it was a good week. I was shocked that the Patriots tore up the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, 33-3. Did anybody from the curtain come to play?
I don't know. So, in the conversation was, they lost AB. How good were they going to be? But then they like, oh, where the Patriots coming from the Super Bowl hangover. Tom Brady is a year older. And this was, you know, I know they just signed AB, but they ain't have him. And they still that dominant.
The Patriots don't have Super Bowl hangover.
No,
their coach starts playing for the next Super Bowl as soon as the one is over.
That's right.
The confetti come up, he'd be like, all right, next year, what we right? gonna do?
And what I was analyzing from week one was to see who in the AFC was gonna challenge the Patriots for the spot in the as far as the AFC championship is concerned. I can't find a team right now. Everybody wants to say KC. Yeah, they got awesome, you know, offense. They put 40 up on people like it's nobody's business. Mm-hmm. But when it comes playoff time, man, they get punched in the mouth and they fold like a lawn chair every single time.
And not and, only know, that, their defense is bad.
It is. They
gotta do better than
so,
that.
So, you know, without defense, man, you don't get far in the postseason, man. You're not. And I mean, so who else you got in the AFC? Look, the Ravens show some flashes.
Chargers.
But see, the Chargers struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I thought they were going to be a little bit more dominant and they week one out than they were. And, I mean, you know, but the Chargers may still be the ones because I'm just saying it was the Ravens versus the Dolphins. I ain't ready to go all in on the Ravens just yet. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but otherwise, I don't know who would challenge them. And I don't know who's going to come out of the NFC because I thought it was going to be the Saints. But, you know, they didn't look as sharp. They had a really, you know, good outing, but they didn't look as sharp and as dominant.
Yeah, they struggled a little right. bit there last
they,
night.
They didn't look as dominant as I thought they would be, you know. And I mean, the only NFC team that looked dominant, really, and it's crazy to say it,
was Dallas.
Was the Dallas Cowboys, yeah. right?
But, so, again, they were playing against the Giants.
Right.
So,
you know, it is what it is. So,
right.
But that's that. And unless you have something to add to it.
No, that's good. Let's do these picks.
Okay, so week two, we kick things off with my team. Another home game. Mm-hmm. This time is in prime time.
Right.
And this time is against your boy, Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. And guess who I got to win the game?
You got the Panthers.
We're going to keep pounding. I got the Panthers.
I got the Panthers, too.
Right. The Cowboys have another divisional test. This time they're on the road. They're going to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
The face off against the Washington team. Now, I'm torn on this one. I'm not going to deny what Dallas did last week,
mm-hmm.
but I saw how Washington played last week in the loss.
They
right?
played pretty good.
Right,
yep,
after they played against the Eagles, right?
Played against the Eagles.
And I mean, they had that game, and then they just let D-Jax go off on them. You know what? I think they come back home and they get redemption here. And we even this thing out.
So you're going with Washington?
I'm going with Washington on this one, right?
I'm going with the Cowboys. I don't really think Washington has an answer for Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, they might not. You might be right about that. But I'm rooting for the Washington team. Here we go. The Indianapolis Colts are going up to Tennessee. Now, Tennessee is a hot team right now. They,
right.
They put a beating on the Cleveland Browns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody saw that coming. Delanie Walker, you know, Marcus Mariota. You know, he got your boy... Tannehill waiting in the wings to take his job. So he done got a fire lit up under him. Mariota was balling, you know, this weekend. So, I don't know.
I'm going with the Colts because you know what happens with Tennessee? They had one good game. They talk more or less junk.
Yeah.
And then they go out and they lose the next five. No, Titans, no.
Listen, the Colts actually looked better than I thought they were going to look.
I thought so, too.
You know, it's just like, there's nothing that the Colts are doing that makes me say, oh, my God, they're going to smash everything. Mm-hmm. I don't
the
know.
The dude from the Titans, someone, oh, they were who we thought. Right, like, right, dude, right. you ain't did nothing right. yet. You played the Browns.
I got a feeling the Colts going to go 0-2 here. I'm going with the home team. I'm going with Tennessee.
Okay.
All right. So, the Seahawks barely squeaked out a win against the 49ers last week.
No, they didn't play the 49ers.
Not the 49ers. Who was it? I forget who it was. It wasn't the 49ers. You're right. It was a... It's the NFC South team? No. Oh, no. Anyway, it was 21-20, I think the game was. It was like
right.
They barely squeaked the win at whoever they're playing against. And now they got to go up to Pittsburgh. And, you know, even though the Seahawks won last week, they only won by 1 point. It was a slow game. They didn't put a whole lot of points up on the board. The defense wasn't really doing a whole lot either. Now, I got to say, the Steelers disappointed me in everything. So, you know what? Now that I'm just saying it.
They played the Bengals.
Yeah, they played the Bengals. That's what they played, yes. They played another NFC North team. This time they're going into Pittsburgh. I think since Pittsburgh took that L against the Patriots, I'm gonna go with the Steelers here, and another close one. You know, I don't like either one of these teams, to be honest with you, but
so it's the Seahawks against the Steelers.
Yeah,
I am going to go with the Seahawks.
Okay, so I'm picking the Steelers on this one. I'm going with the home team. Okay, all right. Now this one, you know what? I'm gonna do this for the second week in a row, and this time I got some more justification for everybody who think I'm picking crazy because I keep on picking the Giants. But the schedule just dictated. I'm just saying, they at home against the Buffalo Bills. Okay?
I'm going Buffalo.
I'm going New York Giants. I'm going New York Giants on this one. Buffalo won last week.
That's right. They beat the Jets.
Yeah, you know. I'm going to Giants again. Okay? Look. Come on. That's not my video. Okay, so here we go. So we are looking at the Patriots. Okay, listen. If the Ravens put up 59 points on the dog,
the Patriots are gonna tear them a new one.
What do you think the Patriots gonna do?
Oh my goodness, Antonio's gonna run down their mouths.
Yeah, I got the Patriots on this one too.
Even though the Dolphins always play the Patriots pretty tough,
they really do. And they in Miami too, right?
Yeah, but it's not gonna happen. Mm-mm. Not this time.
Mm-mm. Nope. Especially not when they got a new toy they want to play with, right?
Yeah.
You know? Here's a divisional matchup that I'm excited about. Jacksonville with their backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew,
mm-hmm.
right? Versus Deshaun Watson,
who had a monster game.
He had a monster game last week.
First of all, this now.
Yeah.
With Jacksonville is going to be playing a team with a real defense coming up against the Houston Texans.
Right.
Kansas City defense can't stop nobody. Right. So I would expect that this unnamed dude would be good.
Gardner Minshew, right?
Yeah. So he's not going to get off like that with the Houston Texans.
Right.
No way.
You know, look, the Deshaun Watson, and he had a pretty good game, and you know, DeAndre Hopkins, the defenses still ain't there yet. But I think if we look at the defensive performances that we saw last weekend, I was actually surprised at who had the number one defense on fantasy. I think it was a red team. Who was it? Was it Washington?
49ers?
No, it wasn't the 49ers. Oh. Well, maybe it was. I was surprised. Whatever the number one fantasy defense was, I was blown away by it. But the Texans defense ain't no slouch either. I like Houston, and that's a home game for them too.
Yeah.
So I like that. All right, so we got another divisional matchup between the Minnesota Vikings going into Lambeau. Definitely didn't like what I saw out of the Packers in the season opener against the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings has got too much power. It's just too much high powered offense there, man. The Packers D ain't strong enough. I'm going with the road team here.
But it's in Lambeau.
It's in Lambeau.
I'm going with Green Bay.
I'm going with Minnesota. Right? Okay. So now we have the LA Chargers going to Detroit. I think that's the easy one.
Yeah, I got the Chargers.
The Lions are coming off a tie game with the Cardinals.
And that they led like most of the game. And in the last 6 minutes, you let them score, 18 unanswered points?
And if the Chargers lose the game, then I'm taking them out of all conversations about postseason stuff. I'm going with the Chargers in this game, too.
Right.
This is an interesting one right here. So we got the San Francisco 49ers going to Cincinnati.
I'm going to go 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I don't think Cincinnati got nothing coming up.
I don't know, man. They actually surprised me last week, you know, in that game against Seattle. They played better than I thought they would. Andy Dalton was getting off a little bit. But Garoppolo had a pretty bad day.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. See, they on the road going into Cincinnati. Cincinnati got, they both got kind of newish coaches. Cincinnati need to win. 49ers already got one. I'm going for the home team here. I'm going for Cincinnati.
Okay, you got Cincy?
Yeah, Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
so. This one is going to be easy. So we got those Cardinals, those fledgling Cardinals led by their rookie college coach in...
Kingsbury.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury. He bringing his air raid to...
Who are they playing?
They going to Baltimore.
Oh, get out of here. You know it's be more all day.
Right. Yeah, I got the Ravens.
That defense is going to destroy that little boy.
Yes, I got the Ravens as well. Right. We got the divisional game out west. The Chiefs going to Oakland to face off against the Raiders. Now, this is going to sound crazy. They both won their games last week. The Chiefs won by 40. They had dropped like 40 on their opponent. The Raiders, you know, had a back and forth outing with their people. I like the Raiders' defense a little bit more than I like Kansas City's. But I don't think that Oakland got enough firepower to keep up with Patrick Mahomes in that offense.
And I don't think they have a defense that can cover everybody on that offense. Yeah. So I got to go Chiefs.
Yeah, we're going Chiefs. So I just don't think the Raiders are going to be able to keep up. They're not going to be able to put enough points on the board. All right, so here we go. We had to wait to week two to see it. But we got the New Orleans Saints going to L.A. to see the Rams. Okay?
It's
got
to be New Orleans.
Because this is a revenge game for them, right?
It's a revenge game for them.
Okay, so where was the scene of the crime? Was the scene of the crime in New Orleans? Was it in L.A.?
No, it was in New Orleans, I thought.
Okay. So this one's tough for me because the Rams kind of had, they had a little bit of a battle with the Carolina Panthers, who they should have kind of won that game a little easier than they did. And then the Saints.
This is a Monday night game?
This is the Sunday afternoon game.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They didn't make a prime time.
Decisions.
The Rams won that game last year on the technicality, right? It was a bad call, right?
That got nothing to do with this year.
Well, I'm just trying to think. The Saints match up well.
Who's going to guard Michael Thomas? Who's going to guard Alvin Kamara?
Who's going to take care of... okay. I was thinking about Todd Gurley and some other people.
Yeah, Todd Gurley knee bad.
Is that the Saints going in and get it? No.
Saints going in and get it.
The Rams hold on to that. They stay perfect, man, through week two. I got the Rams down.
You know, I think that's wishful thinking because you need your division set up a certain way. What it sounds like to me.
I'm just saying.
Some wishful thinking.
You know, I mean, like, look, I just...
Wishful thinking.
I'm just really thinking about... Like, it really... The Rams did struggle with Carolina, didn't they?
You just need them Rams to lose. I mean, to win so that...
I'm sticking with my pick. I'm sticking with the Rams. Okay. I'm sticking with them. They at home. You know what I mean?
We'll go with the Rams.
Okay, glasses two teams play against each other. Chicago goes to Denver, right? To get they're gonna get a win there. I think the road team will win. I think Chicago, you know, everybody has a lot of bad stuff to say about Mr. Trubisky. Couldn't get a touchdown, couldn't get no offense rolling. But the
I'm going with the Bears this week.
I'm gonna go with them this week too. Well, I just feel like the Broncos, they kinda flat right now, you know.
I mean they did
You know, so and that was your Sunday night main event, right?
Really?
No, actually that was a 4:25 game. Here's your Sunday night game. Eagles and Falcons, right? Eagles go to Atlanta.
I got the Eagles.
I got the Eagles winning in Atlanta? I think I do too. That will put the Falcons at 0-2. Now, you're like, I like that. I mean, Eagles just look really, really good last week.
They do look really good.
You know, it's a road game, but it's just to be okay. So, this is what you get for Monday night. Now, this is set up for Baker Mayfield to get his revenge. They put him on a big stage on Monday Night Football. They put him against an opponent like the New York Jets, you know, in New York, right?
I'm going to say Browns.
I'm going to go with the Browns, too. I feel like they got to get it together.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if the Jets can handle all that they have.
The hype was they got all this talent in Cleveland.
But
the issue was nobody said nothing about how them dudes was going to end up playing the game.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
I mean, you could have a high performance vehicle and still not know how to drive.
Absolutely.
So you know that means nothing. I am picking the Browns this week.
I think the Browns eventually will get it together. I think you know it's just the Eagles. Like Odell Beckham can't show up to the game wearing a $500,000 watch, expecting to play.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
And a $500,000 watch.
I mean, you can if you can afford it like that.
I mean,
it's stupid. But
first of all, who wears a watch in a football game?
And second, Odell Beckham.
Why are you checking the time? That's clocks all over the place. What are you thinking about? You don't need to watch.
Maybe he forgot to take it off.
I don't know, man. Whatever. I'm just saying, like, it's stuff like that caused the Browns to not. And you know what? And I said this, like, last year. You was like, oh, Odell Beckham coming there, and he going to be X, Y, and Z. And I was like, nah, man. Odell Beckham want to win. He want to win. That's what he want to do. He want to go to Cleveland so he can win. But he bringing that nonsense to Cleveland, too. You know what I'm saying? Like this is that's the stuff that Cleveland didn't need. Now, they already got Baker. Now, Jarvis and them boys ain't like that.
Right.
But you put Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham together, them two dudes don't need to be on the same team together. Well, you know what I'm saying?
They're
right?
In now. You know, see what they do.
They corrupting each other. You know what I'm saying?
They just had a bad game. Let's not say they corrupting each other just yet.
They corrupting each other, no. Man. You know what I mean? That's what's going on right now. And but, you know, hopefully they get it together. You know, and they'll be able to push on, man.
For the city of Cleveland,
yeah,
I want them to get it together.
But you know what, though? If they don't get it together, you know who I'm going to blame? I'm going to blame John Dorsey, because I don't know if this is his fault. I don't know if he had anything to do with naming the coach or whatever. But, man, when they dismissed Jackson and they had the interim dude, Greg Williams, step up, and all of a sudden they started winning all these games and stuff, and they had all this momentum and everything. You know, we got cut right short when they replaced him with Freddie Kitchens, which, you know, if you're going to get a job to Freddie Kitchens, why don't you let Greg? They both were on the coaching staff anyway.
Right.
They both were sitting right there.
Right.
You know, but if that was the guy you wanted to do the job, let him do the job.
Right.
Oh, you're going to have this guy do the job and be like, oh, no, we're going to go with this other guy. I don't like that. Right. And I think that's the reason why, you know, they couldn't get it together. You know, to start
it was
the
week one, baby.
I'm just saying. I don't like stuff like that. You know
week
what I mean?
One.
This dude got you 5 wins. Them was the 5 wins your team ain't seen in years. You know what I'm saying? And he gonna hire this Dingleberry. And what do? He continues the Browns tradition. They losing again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man. We done spent the last summer long.
One.
We spent the whole summer. I know I'm ranting. We spent the whole summer hyping up the Cleveland Browns, saying they gonna win the AFC North, and they gonna win 2 playoff games. And they do this nonsense. 3 interceptions. Are you serious right now? You know, 65 yards rushing total. I can't do that. You know what I mean? I can't do it. Anyway.
Week one, dude.
That's our show. That's our show for the week, unless you ask something you want.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but look, I'm having a lot of fun this season. I'm kind of glad that I'm able to enjoy football again. Like, you know, didn't really get a chance to really get involved with it. Like I was saying, you came into the season, late last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I got to enjoy the second half of the first half. I could. But this is good doing a show together again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can get a good version up online this week, right? A good, fresh, crispy copy of the show.
Little picture of Elmo this week.
You know what I mean? Anyway, it's been cool. I'm your boy. Oh, do this, because we said this last week and I don't know if people made it to the end of the show because the show was so terrible. But in the link in the description of the video, there is for the podcast listeners and stuff, I always leave the podcast voicemail link. So, like, if you want to make a comment on what we said on the show, or if you want to, maybe you didn't agree with what we said on certain things, or maybe you want to add to it with your own opinion, we actually want to play those at the end of the show. So, you know, just to kind of give back to the people who watch us and stuff like that. So click that link at the in the description. Record
your little
voice message.
Absolutely.
And we'll start playing them at the end of the show.
Awesome.
But remember to follow me on Twitter @TeamBoyTV. I'm there. Even though I'm supposed to be working, I'm still tweeting while I'm at work, while I'm watching games on Sunday. You can hit me @TeamBoyTV.
And I'm @BernieB.
All right, so that is gonna be our show for this week, and we will see you guys next week. And make sure I was going to say pay attention to tomorrow night, but yeah, don't worry about that because it's short recording. You know what I mean? We'll see y'all. Take it easy.
Peace.
Peace.